Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And then he says, and have tasted of the heavenly gift. Now, it's interesting, the word taste here means to try the flavor of, literally. But it's more than that. It means to carry the experience of it. It's not like tasting a sample of something and you're just sampling it, and like you do when some of you ladies are cooking, you know, and you just kind of get a taste of what you cook and make sure you have to add spice or something. It's much more than that. The word taste here, it means with experience. You've experienced this, okay? Matter of fact, we see it in 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 3. Let me start in verse number 1. Whereby lay aside all malice and guile and hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings. He's talking to new believers and other believers. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Again, Peter using that term. These are believers. You're to desire the sincere milk of the word, that you're to grow. And as you grow, you start to eat meat. Of course, that's what we're looking at here in the book of Hebrews. But he says, if so be, if you've tasted the Lord, that he's gracious. So again, he's talking about these believers. They've tasted something. Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 9. I want you to see this one. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he should, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. That's the same word. And again, the word here is just not, Jesus didn't just sample it. He had the whole experience of death. And by the way, he experienced death for every man. And I didn't write that. I just believe it. Whether you're a Calvinist, or I know I get people out there on the radio and listen to this. Again, I love Calvinists. I'm going to say this. I love everybody. But I despise that doctrine. Again, Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. I didn't write this. Not just some. Not just the chosen. Not just the elected. But every. Now, I'm not a Greek scholar. And even though I went to Auburndale High School, I know what the word every means. What does the word every mean? All. It's all inclusive. And that's a whole other subject here. But you see, Jesus tasted death. And it wasn't just a sample. He experienced it. So when we get back to Hebrews chapter number 6, these ones who said, when they use these words about they were once enlightened and they've tasted, they just said they weren't really saved. Scripture does not bear that out. These were believers, and they were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. We see that. The word partakers literally means that they were sharing and having fellowship with. Remember, I skipped verse number 5, okay? They were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. They shared together with the Holy Ghost. And let me add this again. I preach out of a King James Bible. I believe that the King James Bible is the very word of God.
Amen.
Amen. There's a lot of, most all other Bibles, if you don't have a King James Bible, you could look in your Bible, and I'm not going to criticize you for not having, but you need to get a King James Bible, okay? That they use the word Holy Spirit. And I'm so glad Lisa's here, and Lisa's actually is a Bible scholar. She's trying to, I'm just picking. She's actually going to school at Liberty and online at Liberty in Lynchburg, trying to get her bachelor's in some things and learning Bible. And I just applaud her for that. You can't get enough. But I noticed that she gave me a reference of Bibles. And one of them was the ESV, I think, that they have. Okay. I'm glad that's what they're wanting her to one of the reference books. But Lisa knows, because she goes to Westwood Missionary Baptist Church, that the King James Bible is the Word of God. She can go home and check this out with me, okay? Where there's ESV, NIV, the non-inspired version, I call it. other, you know, whatever version it is, they don't use that word Holy Ghost. They use the word Holy Spirit. And the translator said that the King James Bible was messed up. Is this boring to y'all? I'm helping Lisa now, okay? Y'all can turn everybody. Y'all have heard this form, help Lisa, because she's dealing with a Bible college up there that's, and she knows better, okay? But you got to answer questions according to what they want, okay? What they want, but you know better, okay? Because I said so. I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, but they said they mistranslated from Holy Ghost. That's why they use the Holy Spirit in all these versions. You won't find the Holy Ghost hardly in any of them. Okay, listen, there is no wrong word in our King James Bible. Every word is pure. I believe that. Let me tell you what I believe. You won't hear this many other places. I've researched this, and people don't talk about this. But from my years of study, I've come to the conclusion. This is why the King James Bible, the writers who translated it from Hebrew, Greek, or whatever, and they use Holy Ghost in some places and Holy Spirit in others. You're going to find Holy Ghost, and I should have some numbers for you, but this is coming off the top of my head. Many more times the phrase Holy Ghost is used than the Holy Spirit in our Bible. Many more times. You can get your concordance. When you go home, Lisa, check this out, okay? As a matter of fact, when I see you again, you give me the number. How many times in King James Bible it says Holy Ghost, how many times it says Holy Spirit? Why does it say it's all the same. However, it's the work that's being different. The name, when it mentions the Holy Ghost, his name. I baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. That's his name. And we have it right here. Ye are partakers of the Holy Ghost. He's part of the Trinity of the Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, if you go to your versions in Matthew 19:28, the Great Commission, it will say, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay? Nobody's going to lose their salvation over this, understand. But you as Bible students ought to know the difference, okay? That's why you're here. So when it refers to the name, the Holy Ghost, that's his actual name. When it refers to the Holy Spirit, that's the work of the Holy Ghost. Are you following? Anytime it mentions the Holy Spirit, you will always see some kind of connection to what he's doing in that believer's life. The fruit of the Spirit. Are you following? I could go on and on, but that's another example. The fruit of the Spirit is this, and there's that list of things that the Holy Ghost is doing in your life, but yet it's called the fruit of the Spirit. When it talks about the Holy Spirit, which is far less than the mentioned in King James and the Holy Ghost, it's always, 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 you can research this too, Lisa, always it refers to his work. When it refers to the Holy Ghost, always it's referring to him, his name, okay? So let me move on. So now you got all that homework, Lisa, besides liberty, now you got mine to do, okay? All right. And they were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. In other words, they shared together. They had fellowship. And then look at verse 7. And have tasted the good word of God. Again, you see that word taste. They've experienced. They just didn't sample it. They've tasted the good word of God. Matter of fact, Psalm 34:8. Taste and see that the Lord, he's good. So again, that thought. It's not just to say, try it, you'll like it, kind of, you know, thought. Who was that commercial? Try it, you'll like it. Who?
Mikey.
Was that him? Yeah, try. Mikey eats anything, you know. Try it, you'll like it, whatever. Anyway, that's not what this is. You not just tried it and liked it. Man, you're enjoying this. You just hadn't tasted it and put it on the shelf somewhere.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.